ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated, heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that belt now, forget this, 28 years, 11 months, 2 weeks. We're talking 2 weeks away from anniversary 29. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, celebrating 29 years in September 2013. Hope you can be part of the big mix in 2013. Of course, we've been going on long and hard and strong now, Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday mornings, 11 o'clock for an hour. We mix boxing and MMA. And then on Sundays, the Sunday two-hour show, the Grand Finanzi. Okay, we got it going on for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Boxing straight up, we talk about Deontay Wilder. Of course, he now 29-0, 29 knockouts. That's impressive, isn't it? I mean, when you can knock out everybody you fight, that's pretty impressive. Remember they tried to do that with Mike Tyson? Iron Mike Tyson, invincible, knocking this guy out, Then he ran into people like Mitch Blood Green and James Quick Tillis. Those guys wouldn't fall for him. You know, they wouldn't fall. Listen, guys came into the ring scared with Mike Tyson. Guys come into the ring scared with Deontay Wilder. And why wouldn't you? At 6'7", in a physical specimen that looks like Adonis, I'd be frightened too. And he's got skills. So we'll talk about the heavyweight division as far as the Americans concerned. We'll talk about boxing in general, MMA in hour number two. But straight up, it's your show. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. And I'm glad to announce we are now part of the iHeartRadio Network.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home,
but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You play to win the game.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Here I sit, the high priest of boxing, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, the super fly of it all, folks. We're going to talk boxing and MMA. I've been doing this a long time, 29 years next month. What am I going to do for my 29th anniversary? I don't know. I'm going to have to get together with my producers here and figure out something good. And my cutty's saying we're going to have a big party this and that. I don't know. But 29 years on the radio, it started out as a bit of a lark. Let me tell you what happened. I was doing a phone conversation with a guy named Charles J. This was down in 1984, and we were in Florida. He was in Florida. And then he was doing the show out of Vegas, and I would do this thing on the phone with him, and we did it every week, and we called it Ring Talk. So then, about 1988, 1989, I said, you know, maybe I need to start my own show. So I went to this small independent station in San Francisco called KEST, and I talked with a guy named Emil Guillermo, who was my Filipino guy. He's like, he's big on PBS and NPR and all that kind of good stuff. He's a Filipino icon in the television community. And the bottom line is, he put me on this show, a 15-minute show sandwiched between his Filipino show and an all-Christian show, a born-again Christian show. Well, needless to say, my show lit up the phone lines, and it was going on, and everybody was talking about it, and the newspapers were writing about it. They were writing about this little, tiny 15-minute show with people like Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson and stars like that, things like that. And they were talking about this 15-minute show on this obsolete little station, KST, which I think is still in existence. I think it's 1450 AM. It's a Vietnamese station. So the newspapers, the Chronicles talking about it, the Progress. Of course, I worked for the Progress. But they were talking about it. The Examiner was dropping lines here and there. So all of a sudden, this like little 15-minute show got hot. So I tried to expand it to a half hour. Little difficulty in that. Going from 15 minutes to a half hour, little difficulty, okay? Boom. Then we went to an hour. Then we went to an hour, and we went to an hour. We went to the KNBR, and then, of course, we went to the Talk America Radio Network. We were with them for a long time. Sports Final Network is what it was called. There was two entities there. So we went with them for a while, and I guess we were with them for, like, the better part of 15 years. Okay, and it was here, and it was there. Then we went to the American Radio Network. But we're here. We're on the sports broadcast, a sports byline broadcast network, where I'm happy. This is my city. This is my home, San Francisco, the world's most beautiful city. So that sort of tells you what Ring Talk's all about, where it's been 29 years, syndicated radio, the longest-running fight show in history. Myself, former San Francisco policeman, resigned honorably after 8 years. I got hurt on the job, and they didn't want to give me a pension, so it was time to walk away. I've done some television around the world. I've been doing radio a long time. I'm a writer. I'm a licensed professional in a field that I don't want to get into, because if I did get into that, I sort of give away what I do in my spare time and what I do in my professional time, and that's really none of your business. The bottom line is we have a good time on the radio each and every week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, to the news. Deontay Wilder, as I said earlier, 29-0, 29 wax. But who's he beat? Sergey Lajkovic, 25-6, like the guy was pertinent like 6-7 years ago, okay? He needs guys that'll fight back. You know where I'm coming from? He needs guys unlike me, unlike my producers. He needs somebody that's going to put up who's going to put up a fight against a 6'7" Adonis, a guy that can punch, a guy that can box a little bit, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. He is the future. He is the heir apparent to greatness here in the United States. Or is he? Is he just another fraud? I mean, will he be like David Price? Boom! Knocked out twice by double T, Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson doesn't knock people out. Tony Thompson's not a knockout puncher. Yet he goes over there and he drills Price not once, but he drills him twice. And now David A, 26-2, 24 KOs, a former cruiserweight champion, of course, out of the UK, the mouth that roared, the best mouth in boxing, no question about that. As far as talking, he talks a good game. He really does. And he's taking on the unbeaten but untested Tyson Fury. Nice name, Tyson Fury, okay? Doesn't prepare himself like I think a heavyweight should. And he's 6'7", 6'8", 21-0, 15 KOs, of course, coming off that win over Steve Cunningham. But he got dropped. These guys have soft heads, I guess, these big guys. I guess they don't get hit. I guess that's what it is. You know, that was the problem with kickboxers back in the day, in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s. When the kickboxers would come over and spar with us at Newman's Gym in San Francisco, we would knock them dead. Okay, I mean, with jabs, stuff like that, jabs would knock them down. What the hell is going on here? We're knocking people down with jabs. Why? Because they weren't conditioned to take blows. They didn't take blows to the chin. It wasn't part of their makeup. Okay, and that's just the way it is. To have a chin is an asset. To not have a chin, ask Vladimir Klitschko, the current world heavyweight champion. I mean, how can you have a glass jaw and be the best guy out there? 6'7", fight safe. That's what he does. I mean, he's 6'7", he's 250-something pounds, he's always in shape. You got to give Vladimir that. He's always in shape, 1996 Olympic gold medalist. But at the end of the day, you know, is he really that great of a fighter? He's been the heavyweight of the last decade or so. After Lennox Lewis left, it's been him. I mean, his brother Vitaly gave Lennox a good run for 8 rounds, and then he had to bow out because of cuts. But the bottom line is, I think that as a boxer, Vladimir's a better boxer. As a fighter, Vitaly's a better fighter. Vitaly's so long in the tooth now, and, you know, that steroid use, and he can't deny it because he did use it because he got tested positive for the 1996 Olympics, and they bounced his butt out of there. He was supposed to represent, I think, the Ukraine on the heavyweight, super heavyweight boxing class in 1996. Instead, his brother stepped in. His brother won the gold. Okay, so Vitaly's got some issues. His body's breaking down. Vladimir's getting old. The 3 fights he's lost, he's been knocked out. He's just a ticking time bomb ready to go. He really is. And I don't care if he's got the greatest trainers in the world. Okay, Emmanuel Stewart's not here anymore. Okay, Emmanuel Stewart was the glue that held that together. He was the glue that held that together. Because I'm going to tell you, he's sort of like a papier-mâché doll. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko. Yeah, he's 6'7", but imagine a papier-mâché doll as a boxer, because that's what he is. If you hit him in the right way, he's going to go. So he's got to avoid punishment at all costs, okay? And Emmanuel taught him how to fight like that. I used to say to Emmanuel, we were kicking back in his house one time in Detroit, I said, you know, you taught him how to fight like a girl. And he said, nobody's going to beat him for a long time, Pedro. Nobody's going to beat him. He's one of the best well-conditioned athletes I've ever worked with. He goes, but I can't instill the killer instinct in him. I can't do it with these European fighters. They don't get it. They don't have that Detroit or that American mentality or that killer mentality. When there's blood in the water, these guys are not sharks. They don't smell it. They don't go for it. They'll continue to jab. They will. Jab and grab. That's what they do. Of course, Vitaly, as I said, the better fighter. Vladimir, the second best fighter as far as the heavyweight division is concerned right now. But what does that mean? Is he heir apparent? Is he Deontay Wilder? I mean, you know, there's some other people that you can mention, but there's really not anybody in the United States that's stepping up. I mean, I don't see anybody. And Wilder, he's got to keep fighting all these stiffs. I think Wilder should step up and make a statement fight. Larry Merchant said he's making statements by fighting bums, by fighting guys that are non-entities. Yes, this guy Lajkovic had a decent name. I think he held a WBO title back around 2005, 2004 for a minute or something like that. But big deal, that was then. That was a decade ago. So it looks good maybe on paper to some people, but not to me. Yeah, he knocked him out in like 43 seconds. Boom. Big deal. Guy lasted 43 seconds. He needs somebody that will fight back. Deontay Wilder needs somebody that can fight back. Who can fight back right now? Nobody but the upper echelon so-called heavyweights. Guys like, hey, guys like Tyson Fury maybe. Okay, but as far as the Americans are concerned, I don't see anybody else but Deontay Wilder. I look up to Canada. I don't see a whole lot in Canada. We'll talk about the European aspect of the heavyweight division in this show in just a couple of minutes. But the bottom line is, I think that's where the future is going to be. It's going to be in, no question about that, Europe as far as heavyweights are concerned. The Americans, less is Wilder, it's going to Europe. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, August 17th, HBO Boxing After Dark. Daniel Gill, who'll be on the show in just a few minutes, the IBF middleweight champion, taking on Darren Barker in the main event, live from the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and you know it, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Well, that's a changing in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of these shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that, is always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposed, and all of this. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a, and the sports zone, a thing that they can relate to, which they see mostly, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see. You don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Fernandez family mantra, he's a rebel, Darlene Love, 20 Feet from Stardom is her new movie. It's out at theaters across the country. I saw it this past week. It was fantastic. Tata Vega's in there. I think Judith Hill's in there. It was just an amazing movie about women that are 20 feet away from Elvis Presley and things like that. In other words, they're the backup singers and then the lead singers. So it's sort of weird how the role that they play in Stardom. But Darlene Love, my baby, the best vocalist in the world alive right now. Darlene, props to you and the movie 20 Feet from Stardom. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. I'm going to tell you like this. Manny Pacquiao, before I get to the I'll go get back to the heavyweights in just a minute. Manny Pacquiao's making some noise. He's going around the world with Brandon Rios, and they're talking smack with one another. And I'm going to tell you, Brandon Rios is going to smoke Manny Pacquiao, I think, like a blunt. He's just too big for him. And size is going to matter in this fight, folks. I'm telling you, natural size is going to matter, and naturally, Brandon Rios is a bigger fighter than Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is going to get himself in shape, but guess what? He might be going to sleep one more time, and that is in November. Back to the heavyweight division. Let's go through the top 10 heavyweights for you because you want to know who they are, of course. Vitaly Klitschko, 45-2. Of course, two stops there. The TKO loss to Lennox Lewis and the TKO loss to, and they were both on injuries, the TKO loss to Chris Bird. Okay, Vladimir Klitschko, 60-3. Stopped all three times. 51 KOs, you know, 37 years old. Vitaly's 42 years old. Next we've got, and this is the surprise guy here. This is the guy I think that might be calling the shots. Who knows? I mean, he's got some ability, and he can punch a little bit. I'm talking about Kubrat Pulev. He's from Bulgaria. He's 17-0 with 9 knockouts. He's coming over to the United States pretty soon, and he's going to display his wares on, I think, HBO. And then you got Ademik. Of course, Ademik won this past week. He beat up on, you know, I mean, when Dominic Quinn comes to town, he's lost 4 of his last 5 fights. What are the chances of winning a fight? When a guy's lost 4 out of 5, what are the chances of him coming back and winning? Slim and none. And like Don King said, Slim just left town. Anyway, Dominic Quinn, a loser, or in a rout over Thomas Ademik. That was on the NBC Sports World card last year. And what a farce that was. I got to tell you why, because this is NBC Sports. This is the Peacock. This is the epitome of all networks, okay? And they're showing trash. They're showing chalk. I mean, you could have chalked that card all the way across. And Eddie Chambers lost at cruiserweight. Okay, that was a big bit of a surprise, but he was dropping down from heavyweight. And like I mentioned on the show before, that when a guy drops in weight, anytime he drops in weight, don't back him with any money. Stick back and watch and see what happens. Because guys drop in weight, and guess what? Things happen. I mean, Roy Jones, he was looking real good, went back to 175, done. Remember? Looking pretty good at heavyweight, went back to 175, done. Guys lose weight, they're done. Ray Leonard was okay at 168, went back to 160, he was done. Anyway, back to this heavyweight top 10. Ademik is ranked number 4, according to BoxRec.com. Povetkin, Alexander Povetkin, he is okay. He's 33 years old now, 26-0, 18 weight wax. But they're very, very, very careful with him, okay? Tyson Fury, the aforementioned Tyson Fury, 21-0, 15 knockouts. 25 years old. He's got youth on his side, but he's got a soft head. And then you've got Tony Thompson, who's perhaps the best American heavyweight right now. And get this, he's 41 years old. And he's no big puncher, even though he's got 26 wax and 38 wins. Yeah, 38-3, 26 wax, a left-hander, 41 years old, knocked out David Price not once but twice. So right now, the 41-year-old guy is the best heavyweight we have here in the United States. That's sort of sad. That's sort of sad. So if Deontay Wilder can't step up and best a 41-year-old man, that really doesn't have that. I mean, Eddie Chambers, I mean, I take that back. Tony Thompson, all props to him. He's skilled.
He's a good guy. He's a wonderful athlete. He's a good family man, the whole nine yards. I like what he said. He was going to go home and break his wife's hip. I know what he meant by that, and I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, but, you know, to be the best American heavyweight is sort of a sad, sad illustration of the heavyweight division, 41 years old. Then we've got Robert Helenius, and, of course, he's from the Germany. Berlin's what he calls home, 19-0, 11 KOs. Ain't too high on him. Then you got that Cuban guy. What, Ortolanus Solis? What's he now? He's lost a fight. 20 and remember he lost that fight, said his knee were. The guy was like 300 pounds. He's a 300-pound Cuban. Okay, and he gets down to like 260, and he's supposed to be in shape. The guy's a pig. A lot of these Cubans come over here, folks. I work with the Cubans. I was down there on South Beach working with Harold Smith and all these other promoters, and they brought these Cubans over like Dio Belli Sertago and people like that. He was a junior welter, I think, that challenged Kashi Zoo for the title. But, you know, they're totally undisciplined. You get these guys over here, and they've been living a life where they're eating beans and rice and maybe a tortilla here and there, not to knock on the food cuisine of Cuba or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is they live very poor. Then they come over here, and all of a sudden they've got money to buy beer and money to buy soda and money to buy cupcakes. You hear what I'm saying? And that's when the excesses start, and that's why I think the Cubans can't get their act together as much as the other fighters that come over. I mean, fighters from the Dominican, with the exception of Guzman, Joan Guzman, they've all been pretty disciplined. Joan Guzman, what a disappointment he is. Of course, now a junior welterweight, former WBO 122-pound and 130-pound champion. What a waste of talent. Remember that. Joan Guzman, the biggest waste of talent in the last 15 years in the world of boxing. So after Tony Thompson, Helenius, we've got Solis, we've got Seth Mitchell. Seth Mitchell. I mean, are you really high on Seth Mitchell? He got knocked out once. 26-1, 19 KOs. Okay, that, you know, the fight that he, I mean, when he took on Vladimir Klitschko as a sparring partner, okay, and that's what he took on Jonathan Banks. He took on Vladimir Klitschko's sparring partner and in his trainer. He was thought to be just a walkover, okay? And then he got knocked out, got a bad chin, doesn't take well, okay? And then he fights him in the rematch, and what does Banks do? Banks doesn't do anything. Banks is in some type of hypnotic trance. It's like somebody said to him, don't win the fight. Don't win the fight. Don't try to win the fight. Don't try to. I mean, he must have been looking to the crystal ball, or somebody was waving a watch back and forth in front of his eyes in the dressing room, because he came out and fought about as aggressively as a garden snail. I mean, there was nothing in him. I was saying, Jonathan, where's the Motown? Where's the Detroit? I mean, he's from the Kronk Gym. He's fighting like a Girl Scout, okay? And a one-armed Girl Scout at that. What was up with that? Emmanuel Stewart must have been rolling over in his grave. I was rolling over watching it on television. I couldn't believe it. Yes, he was a bit of a head case before. Jonathan Banks was a bit of a head case, no question about that. 178-pound national AAU champion. But to go into the fight with Seth Mitchell, after knocking Seth Mitchell out, after you've knocked somebody out, okay, you have an incredible psychological and physical advantage over them. I don't care if they're a superior athlete or not. I don't care if they're a superior fighter. If you knock them out, if you drill them, they have very, very little chance in a rematch. It just doesn't, very, very, I mean, I'll tell you, it just doesn't happen, okay? And Seth Mitchell comes back in the rematch, box very shaky, gets hurt at times. I mean, he's wobbled around, doesn't look like a world-class heavyweight. And Jonathan Banks decides not to pull the trigger. So now we're back to Deontay Wilder. Is Deontay Wilder the answer? We'll find out, folks. We're going to get Deontay Wilder on the show in the next couple of weeks. We reached out to Golden Boy Promotions. I think they say they're open to having him on the show. So we'll ask the heavyweight hope. And that's what he is, the heavyweight hope. And it's funny, is that he used to be like the great hope, used to be the great white hope. Now we're looking for the great American hope. Because I went through like the top 10 there of those heavyweights, and there's nothing out there that jumps out at you, not even in the top 15. Okay, Derek Chisora, this guy from Las Vegas, I think he's originally from Haiti, Bermain Stiverne. So what? These guys aren't going to do anything for me. They're not going to do anything for you. Wilder. Wilder's the only guy out there I think that's got a chance. 29-0, 29 knockouts, 27 years old. He's still growing a little bit. He's learning on the job. And, you know, when you learn on the job sometimes, you need to have stiffs. But I think the need for stiffs is over with. He's got to stop fighting guys like Scott Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez. He needs to step up and fight guys that are going to fight back. And guys that are going to fight back are going to need to get paid money. See, that's another thing. People don't realize, oh, so-and-so doesn't want to fight anybody. No, no. the guys that want to fight him, they realize they're going to go in there and get their tail kicked probably, right? They want to get paid handsomely. You can't expect them to go in there for like $8,500 and get drilled on national television or on HBO. Come on, you got to give them some money. This is professional boxing. People say it's all about winning titles. No. Think about the word professional. That means making money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network today. Following this hour will be Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight of the UFC. We'll talk with him about the world of mixed martial arts, UFC 163 in the bank. Of course, the big card coming up, and I know it's a long time away, but when UFC 168, December 28th, Ronda Rousey, Misha Tate, and Chris Weidman knocking out Anderson Silva again. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. When we return, we'll talk with Daniel Gill, the world IBF middleweight champion from Australia, defending his title next week on HBO. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and you know it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60, while two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. The 17th of the month, August 17th, a young man steps up here from Australia, folks. He is a fantastic fighter. He is, what, 31-1 now? Did I get that right? Take it on Derek Barker. Derek Barker's 25-1 with 16 KOs, but Mr. Gill, Danny Gill, 29-1, 15 KOs. Listen, this guy went into Germany and he beat basically Max Schmeling. Well, the current day Max Schmeling and Felix Sturm, because if you can beat Felix Sturm on points in Germany, guess what? You've thoroughly beaten the man because he gets every close call in the world in that land of the Deutsch. Anyway, the bottom line is he is on the line. Of course, I'm talking about the man from Australia, Daniel Gill. And Daniel, welcome to the United States, man. How are you?
Hey, yeah, you're going well. Thanks for having me.
That's good. How you feeling?
Yeah, it's been good. Man, it was a long flight getting here, but yeah, recovering now and yeah, looking forward to Saturday night.
Oh, you know, how long was the fight? I flew to China a few times. Is Australia further than China? It was like 14 hours.
Yeah, it's really just a little bit longer than that. I think it was about 16 or something it took us to get here, but yeah, it was all right. I got plenty of sleep and recharging now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Daniel, you know, did you put on any weight on the airplane? Some people, they say that when you fly, you retain water. Did you put on a couple of pounds of water? Did that happen?
Yeah, that usually happens. Yeah, you put a little bit of water on, but it comes off pretty quick. I've been sweating a little bit since I've got here, and yeah, it's coming off pretty quickly.
Okay, tell me about Felix Sturm. I mean, going into Germany and beating Felix Sturm is, like, simply unheard of. When you did it, all of us were, like, in shock here on the Internet. We had to see the fight on tape. When we finally saw the fight on tape, you definitely won the fight. But, man, we were just, like, blown away by it. Here's this kid from Australia who goes into Germany and takes care of Felix Sturm. What was that all about?
Yeah, well, you know, we were told pretty early on, you know, especially taking my IBF title there and defending it there, you know, that people said you weren't going to be able to beat Felix, and there's no chance. You're basically going over and giving your title away. But, you know, I sat down with my team, and, you know, we worked out a plan. I knew exactly what I had to do, and, you know, I stuck to my guns. I trained the house down. I'd done everything that I had to do in the gym, and yeah, we just went over there with confidence, and I did my job.
Okay. But, you know, Sturm is a difficult dude, no question about that. Some of the other guys I'm looking at here in the top 10, looks like Sergio Martinez. You think Sergio Martinez, is it time to stick a fork in him? Is he done?
It's hard to say. You know?
Oh, come on! Come
on! He is getting injured a lot, but he's looking to be towards the end, so it would be a great time to fight him. You know, I would have loved to fight him, you know, now, or you know, any time before this would have been great.
Well, you're the IBF champion. How do they treat you at home? I remember when Jeff Fenwick was champion and living in Australia, he was like a god. Do they carry you around the streets or what?
No, it's not nothing too much like that. I do get plenty of support back home, but yeah, boxing isn't as big in Australia as it is in the U.S., so you know, that's probably one thing that's a little bit frustrating. But, you know, hopefully with what I'm doing and the fights that I'm fighting, you know, it's helping to lift boxing in Australia a little.
Daniel Gill's our guest, folks, the IBF, the International Boxing Federation, 160-pound champion. He is 29-1, 15 KOs. Of course, he's taking on Darren Barker next week. Now, tell me about... You're making a United States debut. Who put this together? Gary Shaw?
Yeah, that's right. Gary did. You know, I've been pushing for this one for a little while. You know, I've been very keen to come over and fight. And you know, we believe Darren's a great opponent. He's a guy that's come very close before, and you know, he's very hungry now. So you know, we know it's going to make a really interesting fight and a really exciting fight as well. And you know, Gary Shaw's done a great job in. Yeah, you're making it such a huge show.
We're talking with Daniel Gill, folks. As I said, 29-1, 15 KOs. Of course, the IBF middleweight champion. Is there a lot of pressure on you carrying the entire country of Australia? Because you're really the only Australian world champion right now, correct?
Saki Abeka is the current.
Sure, I take that back.
But he's a resident now. But I don't believe that I carry that weight. Like, I don't put that pressure on myself. But I'm just doing my thing, and hopefully people like what I'm doing. And I just want to go over and I want to keep winning. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough fight. And these are what. Champions are made up, take fights like these.
You got to give Sergio Bica some credit. The guy's got big stones, all kinds of guts. He always comes in shape. He's ready to fight. He took on Andre Ward in his own hometown. He's fought everybody at home. Finally, he gets a break and gets his WBC 168-pound title. I couldn't have been happier for the guy.
Yeah, same myself. I've done a lot of sparring with Sergio over the years, and he's a great guy as well and deserves it. He's worked very hard for a lot of years, and hopefully now he's going to get that recognition he deserves.
Okay. The HBO main eventer, folks, is on the line. Daniel Gill, as I said, the IBF middleweight champion from down under. I'm talking about Australia, taking on Darren Barker from the UK, 25-1, 16 KOs. This is at the Revel Casino Hotel in Sin City East. That's what I call it, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Good Lord, Atlantic City's come a long ways in my lifetime. I remember when it was nothing but like a ghetto. Then it was a beach. Then, I'm saying, you wouldn't believe it. You know all those casinos there before that are there now? They were never there before. There was a bunch of shacks on the beach. That was Atlantic City. I'll kid you not. That was Atlantic City. You went back there and you ate popcorn and candy and all that kind of good stuff. That's all you did. Eat candy and ate ice cream and sat on the beach. Now there's all these billion-dollar hotels. I mean, you wouldn't know the place from 30 years ago, but Atlantic City treating you good?
We're in New York at the moment.
New York?
Finished off a little bit of training up here, just a little bit of light stuff. And I think in a couple of days' time, we'll be coming down to Atlantic City. And it'll be my first time down there, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm going to tell you a little story about Atlantic City, Daniel. It's February. I think it's February. Roberto Duran's fighting Iran Barkley back in 1989. So it's snowing. There is snow on the ground, like 6-8 inches of snow, right? And there was a hooker walking down the strip wearing a miniskirt up to nothing, wearing a set of earmuffs, nothing but a set of earmuffs. It was like, I looked up the clock, it was 18 degrees. So that's good. That's a little side joke about Atlantic City. So tell me about the HBO debut now. Big thing for you.
Yeah, it's huge. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while. And, it's definitely a big step in my career, I believe. Like I said before, I've been pushing for it for a while, and it's a perfect opportunity for me to come over and make my debut, and put on a big show, and hopefully the American public, boxing fans enjoy what I do.
Okay, tickets are available at the Revel Casino, folks. In fact, you can check them out online. They got a pretty neat website, Revel Casino, REVELCASINO, just how it sounds. RevelCasino.com. You can get your tickets to the fight card on the 17th. Of course, HBO emanating from Atlantic City, going back to Sin City East. Now, tell me about Mr. Barker. What does Mr. Barker bring to the dance?
Darren Barker is, he's a similar background to myself. A decent amateur career. He won gold at the Commonwealth Games the same year that I won as well in the amateurs. It took sort of similar paths. I've probably stepped up, I believe, more than he has. Although he had a fight against Sergio Martinez and come up short, put on a decent performance against him. He's definitely a worthy opponent. He's a guy with a little bit of height on me, a little bit taller, a little bit of reach as well, but good boxing skills.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla now in the middleweight division, Gennady Golovkin. What is he, 27-0, 24 KOs? I mean, everybody's saying he's the next coming of, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Marvin Hagler. He's supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. What do you think about him?
You got to have respect for a guy like that, but, he hasn't been taken to that place yet. He hasn't had an opponent that can push him late in a fight, so that's something that I believe that needs to be done, and he needs to step up his opposition as well. Although he has, torn just about everybody apart, there are fighters out there that can move. I mean, he has great footwork. He's got a great boxing background as well, long amateur career, and good skills and decent power as well. But there's definitely, definitely a little bit more to it than that, about digging deep late in a fight. And if I got that opportunity to fight him, in which there could be, there's time where that will happen pretty soon, then I'd love that opportunity.
That would have huge ramifications. That would be like a super fight, you and him. I mean, no matter where they put it, United States, Europe, if somebody wanted to go down under, that'd sell out a soccer stadium in Australia in a minute, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would these days. I mean, he's created a pretty huge name for himself, and mine as well with my IBF title, it definitely carry a fair bit of weight. So it'd be something that I'd look forward to. But I think I say it many times back home when I'm speaking to anybody that I definitely don't look past my next opponent. The middleweight division is a very strong division. We've got great fighters out there, but I only look at my next opponent.
Daniel Gill's our guest, folks. We're talking about greatness in the house, 29-1, 15 KOs, the IBF 160-pound champion. That's middleweight champion, of course, taking on Darren Barker, 25-1 with 18 KOs, and this is going down, take that back, 16 KOs. HBO Boxing After Dark, the 17th, emanating from the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. You can get tickets at revelcasino.com. This is going to be a great fight card. You know, I'm really happy you came to the U.S., as a boxing writer and somebody as a bit of a pundit and this and that, we really don't get to see the true talent down under sometimes. Sometimes they're there too long. I mean, I thought Fenix should have came stateside a little bit before he did, things like that. But I'm glad you're coming to the United States. I'm glad you're going to make a good splash next week. And, you know, who knows? Gennady Golovkin, you and him could be like the super fight of 2014.
Definitely. That's something that, that my team will be working hard on, and I'd be keen for. I've said many times back home that I want to fight the best fighters in the world. I want to make the best fights, and fighting guys like that will definitely give the people what they want. They are the fights they want to see.
Okay, I got to ask you one question: Is Anthony Mundine a big pain in the ass?
Yes. I mean, there's a one-word answer to that one, but yeah, I mean, Anthony talks the talk. And he's great for the media, and he says a lot of stuff. A lot of the times he doesn't back it up. But he just described it very well.
The great Daniel Gill, folks, the IBF middleweight champion, defending his title next Saturday night, August 17th, HBO Boxing After Dark, emanating from Atlantic City and the Revel Casino. Daniel, all the best. I hope you come back and spend some time with me again.
Yeah, definitely will. I appreciate it. Thanks for that.
All the best. Daniel Gill, folks, the IBF middleweight champion of the world. Wow. Nice guy. 29-1, 18 KOs. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live World. Why? The Godfather of Soul, James Brown, taking this break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the iHeart Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yeah, that baritone saxophone you hear is that of Stephen Mackenzie Kupka, the Funky Doctor. Tower of Power in fine form this past week in Vallejo, California. Tower of Power, of course, you can check out my work, Pedro's Song of the Month, concert reviews, stuff like that, little news tidbits, towerofpower.com. Hit the message board. Pedro's got his own section there. Saturday, August 17th, of course, we just interviewed him, Daniel Gill, the once beaten IBF middleweight champion. Darren Barker, he's once beaten as well. Well, guess what? Mr. Barker's going back to the UK without the IBF middleweight title. That is HBO Boxing After Dark. Now, a card that I'm looking forward to is coming from Wales. It's the same night. HBO is going to show it as well. I'm talking about Nathan Cleverley. He's the WBO light heavyweight champion. He's taking on this monster, Sergey Kovalev. I mean, he's a monster. He's got almost all knockouts. He's a killer. He's like the Incredible Hulk in the ring, but he can box. This is going to be a great fight. This is on HBO. This is next Saturday. Saturday's going to be a great night of foreign boxers on HBO. Guess what? Not an American guy here. Think about that. Two main events. No Americans. Good card. You better watch it. Tune out and make the ratings pretty good here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this hour. The next hour on many of these same sports byline broadcast network stations will be the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Ring Talk airs Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour where we combine the sports of both boxing and mixed martial arts. On Sunday, we air for 2 hours from 11 a.m. to Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the first hour on boxing, the second hour of MMA. Of course, this is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And don't forget, folks, it is